This is CliffCentral.com.
What up, Tommy?
Yeah, man, what's up?
What's happening?
I'm good, brother. How are you?
No, take a sip of water. It's fine. I'm not going to hold you back from having a sip of water. Because you're a little bit thirsty after your nap you took this afternoon.
Piece of advice, do not take a nap at 3:30 if okay. You're going somewhere at 4:30.
Who were you napping with? Why didn't they wake you up?
I was alone.
A solo nap.
That's
do you
that's
nap
why.
Solo all the time these days?
A lot.
Okay.
A lot.
But not all the time.
Well,
in that video, you weren't napping alone.
I was napping at all. I wasn't napping. I was snacking.
You were snacking? What were you snacking? Yeah. I didn't see you eating any
on
chips.
On a good time. On a good time.
So, Tommy, I mean, for a lot of people, you don't need any introduction. Obviously, top two in a massive singing competition. Mm-hmm. That was 2016. 2017, I would imagine you spent a lot of time figuring out your sounds that you could get to a point where you had an album to put out that was a true reflection of you. What surprised you the most about your year last year?
Whew. I think with me being, you know, a newcomer in the industry, I kind of didn't know a lot of things that needed to be done if I wanted to. I did not have the right formula to make the parts do the right thing, you know. And we were just, at most of the time, me and my team just paddling and hoping we get to the right to the right destination. We just did what we did, and it worked out how it worked out. And people thought that, you know, 2017, I really, really worked hard. And after seeing that and the reaction that they have now, I think I'm ready for 2018 to even be a harder working year for me.
Hmm. Yeah. Tell me about kind of, you know, putting the music together. So you got massive buzz walking into 2017. Mm. People know who you are and they want to support you. They want to be there. But you also have to get to a point where what you're putting out is a true reflection of your creativity. And I mean, you know, a lot of people think that you come off a show like that and they say to you, cool, here's your 13-track album. These are your tracks. You walk into the studio. I mean, was it like that or did you really push back?
It wasn't. I think what helped me was I had written music before I went to the competition.
Cool.
And when I left the competition and then Gallo said that they wanted to
sign
me. I immediately told them, okay guys, so I've got probably enough tracks that could fill up an album, but I'm a newcomer in the industry and I don't know how really people are going to receive the artist that I think I am. So how about we do half? So we bought about 50% of the songs that are on the album and then 50% of the other songs are songs that I wrote.
Super, super dope. Yeah. And what kind of guy are you in studio? I mean, what's your vibe? Are you like, I know the rappers are like 1 o'clock in the morning is when they arrive at the studio. I mean, are you pretty like, I arrive at 9 o'clock, I record until 5. Well, actually, no, I arrive at 9 o'clock, I take a nap at 3:30 and then I continue recording.
Are we not going to stop it with this?
What is your sort of flow?
Well, with me, I'm... 11 a.m. is the best time to start working.
Okay.
Not on a Monday, though. I don't know why, but voices don't really seem to work on Mondays. 11 o'clock until late. I'm most creative in writing songs. Say maybe if I start working around 8 and it's around 10, 11, 12, then I'm most creative then. But singing during the day.
And tell me about kind of the inspiration behind what it is that you write. What are you...
Whew. So, with this album, I wanted an album that was going to just, I don't know if these are the right words, but an album that was going to be reflective of the love that South Africa has shown me.
Okay.
So, I went down and I dug for, you know, like love songs, because the album is like 95% love songs and just 5% one breakup song, you know, and it I had to write about the love that I was receiving from South Africa, and yeah, that was
and it's a lot of love.
It is.
Yeah, it's a lot. What do you mean? It is. It's a lot.
It's a lot.
What's the craziest thing that someone's told you?
Last week, I was coming down. I was coming up from Durban. A lady calls me repeatedly, I ignored the call the first time because I don't know the number. And then 2 times later, I'm like, okay, this could be serious. So I answer the phone. Lady says she's, I can't remember her name. She's from Pretoria. She just wants to set up a meeting with me or a date because she really, 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 really loves me. And she thinks that she and I are really meant for each other.
To be together.
Yeah.
So how was the date?
It never happened. You know, what? What?
Nah, I led you into that one.
yeah, so those are some of the I think the biggest and the most scariest things that the love has brought, you know, when somebody is willing to use their last money to come to your show, when somebody is willing to go somewhere, steal your numbers, I don't know where, and decide to call you and tell you how much they love you and how much you are meant for them and, you know, nobody else. I think last night some model girl from another province, I won't say who, sends me a message saying that she would really like to meet me because she's always, you know, imagined that she and I, you know, could have a beautiful lunch. Or I'm like, just go lovely. And love yourself.
You must go and have lunch.
But she's young. She's like 19. And I'm like,
not for you. How old are you?
I am turning 30 this year.
Ah, there you go. hanging out with Tami Shubete. Producer Palesa, you got any... Because you look like you are a fan of this guy. I don't know.
Who's
I can't
that?
Quite...
Who's that?
Producer Palesa in the room next door. I can't quite tell. Are you a fan of Tami?
I am. I think he's one of the most talented musicians. Young people to come out of this industry. Aww. And hopefully he's bringing a lot in 2018.
Why do you think he gets so much love?
I think it's because he's genuine. He's a very natural, if that's even a word, a natural person to get along with or interact with.
Now, did you see his videos he posts on Instagram in his
yeah,
underwear?
Yeah, thirst trap over there.
I was telling people that I'm getting ready for gym.
So he was in his underwear and then he posts a video.
He's thirst trapping people. You must ask him, actually, is he thirst trapping a certain person or is it just
yeah, why?
Putting it out there?
Why?
It wasn't about that, guys.
And also with those new underwear, because you know, underwear, white underwear does not stay white for very long.
Ooh, guys, let's just, can we skip this?
This is on your Instagram. You got 170,000 people seeing this.
Can we skip this one? My mother's listening. Can we skip this one?
What? She doesn't have Instagram. She doesn't know what's happening on Instagram.
Mother knew nothing about it. That's why it's only on Instagram.
It's got like 20,000 views.
That's why she's not on Instagram. If it was from if it was on Facebook, she would have seen it.
People are curious why things are happening in their DMs, and there they are in their underwear on Instagram. All right, more with Tami on the other side of this. Is Kelman on Cliff Central. Listen, dude, talk to me for a second about what it is that you want to do in 2018, what the big plan of action is, and where you kind of want to take it.
So I think there's a mistake that's been done a lot of times by a lot of artists that came before me on, you know, the competition. And one of those things is that we sing in covers on the competition and then we leave the competition and everybody still expects us to sing covers. Mm. They want to see us singing other people's songs. Like you go somewhere else, you want to perform, they're like, oh, your song is nice, but can we hear Science Cell Delivered?
Yeah.
Oh, your song is nice, can we hear Stevie Wonder? Science Cell Delivered. And that kind of kills your career in a way because you're stuck performing covers
all your life. Yeah,
and nobody's really appreciating your music. So I've been lucky that people love the album enough. So I wanna sort of like create a visual representation of what the album is.
Hmm.
So a whole performance of all 10 tracks that are in the album and see how the people react to it.
Dope. Yeah. What has been the reaction to the album so far?
It's been amazing. There's times, because when it came out, it immediately, I think, went on top of the South African R&B
cool
charts and number one on iTunes, and it was released on the same Friday that AKA and Anati released.
Oh wow.
So I thought that was a good reaction, and then it went to I think number 7 of the trending top albums in the country that week. And then it caught on slowly and slowly on Google Play. And now it's getting a lot of airplay from especially Night and Day. I think the reaction has been beautiful. You know, it's been beautiful. People are still calling me and posting every time they hear the album anyway.
Which is, I mean, I guess the most important thing is that, you know, the fans really, really dig what it is that you're doing.
Yeah.
How is the rest of life adjusting to now being sort of a full-on recording artist? I mean, is it the same friends you've always had? Is it the same, like, or have things changed a little bit? Why are you laughing? I'm just asking a serious question.
Things changed a lot.
Tell me.
A lot of things changed. But you know, my friends are still my friends. I think when I first came out and you know I was now very busy, you know, with the music and the album and everything, I kind of like took a step back from a lot of relationships in my life, and we reconnected in December and January. So I think at some point I thought that people were changing around me, or that I was changing and that I was moving away from my people, but it hasn't been so. I'm still as close to my people as possible.
Who are these people?
It's my friends. Cool.
What do you do for fun? Like, what do you?
We cook.
Cool.
What do we do? Drive around.
And then cook.
Yeah, and cook some more.
Just hang out. I know it's always an awkward question, that, because what do you do with friends? You hang out with your friends. It's
like, my friends don't really like the things that I like.
What do they like and what do you like?
I'd love to be bungee jumping on almost every bungee.
Have you done it though?
Site. Yeah.
I think it's a word. I did it once. I hated it.
I've done it. I think
there's a window here if you want to practice without a rope just now.
I've done it a couple of times, but my friends don't appreciate it. We end up going to, you know, places where you bungee jump and we just chill there.
Okay.
And have a drink and then go back home.
Just hang out. Yeah.
Because I'm the only one who wants to jump.
And do you, you know, I'm going to have to ask you if you're in a relationship. It's just part of the thing, if you have love or not. It's not even me asking the question. It's just,
I have love. It's the people that support me. I love them right back.
Yeah.
All right. I love them right back.
So many wives. So many. But on the for real, you guys have been going out for about 6 months now, hey?
With who?
No, I'm joking.
You sneaky.
It was like, what? I don't even know who that is. I came so close. All right, listen, bro. Always cool to touch base. Tell me, how do we find you all over social media? People want to see these videos that you post.
Okay, I think before I go, I also forgot to tell people that I will be at Evening of Love on the 14th of February, along with your greatest in the R&B and Afropop
love making genre. Scene. Yeah.
Yes. The Kelly Kumalos, Vusinova, and Begezela, and a lot of people. Bongani Khatebe, Tammy. So a lot of people are going to be there. We're going to be performing that night. Other than that, people can expect to see me on, I'm down on Instagram these days. I'm trying to revamp my account, but I'm still there. You can follow me at Tammy Shobede on Instagram, at Tammy Shobede on Twitter, Tammy Shobede on Facebook. I'd also say Tammy Shobede on Facebook, my main Facebook page. And then there's another Facebook page, Tammy Shobede, band musician.
Awesome. Well, listen, great to see you. Excited to see what 2018 holds.
I can't wait.
It's going to be cool. Producer Palesa, any final questions you want to ask Tammy? Did we cover everything? Are you happy?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Good. All right. Tammy, thanks so much for stopping.
You still love me?
I don't think so.
Oh, my goodness.
Why?
Because he's been very sly about what he's doing, you know, in his free time and stuff.
Okay. You want him to be... I tried to ask him. You didn't tell me. All right. Tammy, thanks so much for stopping by, bro.
Thank you so much. Kelman on cliffcentral.com.